Veronica. Our next speaker is Margaret Knight. Since 2007, Dr. Knight and Dr. Abdallah have served as co-investigators on the Bring Diversity in Nursing, BDN, program at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. In collaboration with three other faculty co-investigators, Dr. Knight and Abdallah have served as the liaison to the City of Lowell, Massachusetts, and the pre-entry recruitment coordinator, respectively. Together, they have organized the pre-entry recruitment activities for middle school and high school students. Dr. Knight and Dr. Abdallah have been instrumental in the development of the pre-entry recruitment workshops and clubs in the Lowell and Lawrence school system. Dr. Knight.
From doctoral programs to middle school and high school, all very important in getting our pipelines ready. Thank you very much for that nice entry, and let me say that Lisa and I have no relationships to disclose. So I want to also mention that the Bring Diversity to Nursing program has been supported since 2007 by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. It's been a funded project in reducing racial and ethnic disparities workforce development grant. And then in 2008, we were awarded a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services grant to actually focus on our retention, the retention aspect of the Bring Diversity to Nursing program. Okay. So this is our team. The top slide is our students who go out to the schools and work with the guidance counselors to meet with students and help them understand kind of what they need to do to be accepted into the program, along with the faculty and staff on the BDN team. And in the lower picture is our most recent graduates from our BDN program. And again, just our administrative staff. I do want to point out that Laura Cody and Henson Fan, who are both members of our team, have been were previous students. Henson actually joined the BDN program as a high school student back in 2007, our first year through, and he was accepted into the program, finished the program, and is now actually a minority nurse recruiter and goes out to Lowell and Lawrence High and meets with the students out there and the guidance counselors to really try to get them to become interested in healthcare careers. And Laura Cody was a student in our one of our first groups of students in the college program. So this actually was our kickoff in just 2 weeks ago at UMass Lowell. The students are, we celebrate every year, the first of the year, we bring them all together and we say, all right, here we go. This is it. This is what you're here for. And we have a big kickoff celebration and talk about their leadership responsibilities, our leadership responsibilities, and our mentorship responsibilities, and actually what the program is going to offer for them. But today we're really here to talk about the pre-entry portion of the program. Again, I want to follow with some statistics. You know, the 2012 census, 37% of the nation is diverse, and the 2008 National Sample Survey of Registered Nurses noted that only there was only 16.8% diversity in the nursing workforce, with 5.4% African American, 3.6% Hispanic, 5.8% Asian or Native Hawaiian, and 0.3 American Indian, 1.7 multiracial nurses. So even looking at the national statistics, what's currently in the nursing workforce is really not adequate. And then if you really want to look at the Massachusetts statistics, it's even a little bit bleaker in terms of the mix of minority nurses to the population. Now, we also have... I guess I'll address that afterwards. This is just an example of the percentage of students in our program, in our baccalaureate program at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. So we really have managed through this program and outreach to begin to increase the percentage of diverse students in our program. I do want to mention before we go on that Lowell and Lawrence, which are our cities, our partner cities, are very diverse. Lowell actually has the second largest percentage of Cambodians in the country living in the city of Lowell, and Lawrence is 70% Hispanic. Both of them are poorer cities. Lawrence, more than 40% of the population lives below the poverty level. So we've had a lot of challenges going forward. We have really embraced the cities. The cities have embraced us, and we've, over the past almost 7 years, really developed some strong relationships. Our primary focus for this Bring Diversity to Nursing program is to recruit at the middle and high school level, primarily is where we started. Middle school, because the literature really suggests that by high school, kids already have an idea of what they want to do. And with the diversity in Lowell and Lawrence and in the Merrimack Valley, we were really focused on trying to attract students as early as we could to engage them in thinking about health careers. Yeah, we're interested in nursing, but we were really interested in health careers for students in those school systems. And then more recently, we've also reached out to the community colleges to engage the associate degree nurses to join the university to increase diversity in of the RN students. The other aspects of the program, our retention, which I do want to mention because that's a key portion. Once they're in, we want to keep them in. We want to retain our progression from freshman to sophomore year, and we want to improve our graduation rates for this group of students within 4 years. And so we offer scholarships and stipends through the HRSA grant. We offer technology supports for students who can't afford them, so students who are unable to afford laptops or PDAs for, medication cards and, all of that kind of stuff, we offer those supports. We offer tutoring, special tutoring, counseling services, and they meet with the minority nurse support services on a monthly basis to set goals, to find out how they're doing in their exams. So we really begin to develop relationships with them over the 4 years. And the most fun thing that the students like best is on a monthly basis they have a potluck dinner. The faculty are not invited. It is led by a psychiatric nurse, clinical specialist, who just leads a group about what do you need, what can we do, how can we help. The majority of our students, we are in a city university, the majority of students work. Many of them work more than 20 hours a week. The whole idea behind this is you can't work 20 hours a week and be successful. So we really need to help you financially to support that. And then obviously we want to graduate these students and we want to make sure they pass the national state board exams. We have many partnerships. Initially, in 2007, we partnered with the Graduate School of Education Summer College Prep Program and the Center for Family, Work, and Community Gear Up Program, located in Lowell and Lawrence. We also partner with Lawrence Middle and High Schools, Lowell Middle and High Schools, and the Merrimack Valley Lawrence YMCA Teen and Junior Teen Achievers Program. So we, this is where we go out and meet with students, which Lisa is going to talk about momentarily. I do want to mention that when we started this, we did this online survey of middle and high school students to find out who's interested in nursing as a career choice anyway. And we actually got 1,595 kids to respond to our survey. And 93% of them, to our delight, thought that both men and women could join nursing as a career, which we were very happy about. Only 14% were definitely interested, and 32% may be interested in a career in a nursing career choice. We also did a guidance counselor assessment in 2010 because we were really challenged by the fact that some of the schools did not provide help with SAT preps for these kids who were then not prepared or didn't meet the standards to get into university. So we did do a survey of the guidance counselors to find out, what do you think students need in order to get into the university program in terms of GPAs, science background, math background, et cetera, and what do students have to be good in. Only 38% reported that SAT scores were a factor for admission, and only 62% were convinced that math and algebra were important prerequisites. And I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I get the right dose at the right time when I get sick. So, now I'm going to turn it over to my colleague Lisa, who's going to talk about our clubs. Thank you.
Okay, so when we began from 2007 to 2011, we did our recruitment out to the middle schools and high schools, and we primarily did classes, which were clubs, 4 one-hour sessions that they attended, and they were once a month. And we reached out to them with an intro to nursing club, which was for middle school, and nursing as a career choice workshop. They were all after school. We also did a week-long session with the Summer College Prep Program and Young Scholars Program, which was with the Graduate School of Education back in 2007. This was Lawrence students who used to come to the university for academic strengthening, and during that time that they'd spend a month on campus, they had an exposure to nursing as a career choice when that program was going on. We continuously go out to all of the career fairs and community college open houses to promote nursing as a career. And during the early stages of the grant, we did promote, we developed promotional brochures that we passed out about the BDN program, as well as developed a website and our BDN logo, which you saw earlier. Now, in 2011 to 2015, with this new cycle of grant funding, we continue to have really strong community partnerships, and we still have nursing clubs, but we have now embedded a way to keep the students involved in a data tracking so that we are watching our students and hoping to engage them through middle school, through high school, so that they know when they're in middle school that if they're in the Young Nurse of the Future Club in middle school, that there is a Nurse of the Future Club at the high school that they're going to. We begin by reaching out to families now. We engage the families at the parent open houses before this at the beginning of the academic year, and talk about the nursing clubs that their students may be participating in. And also, we have been engaging the guidance counselors more with our BDN ambassadors, who are our minority nurse recruiters, who actually go out. They're graduates of our program, and they are also graduates of those high schools, so they can talk to the guidance counselors and provide more information. One other thing that we've enhanced with this new grant funding is we did read to the elementary school students earlier, but now what we've done is we've developed the website to have interactive activities so they can, we promote this BDN website, which is a link off of our UML nursing website, and there are elementary school activities about nursing as a career, coloring pages, different links to being healthy and linking health careers, middle school activities, high school activities, and then we're in the process of developing a brochure for parents and guidance counselors about helping your child or your student to go through the pathways of applying and getting into health careers or nursing programs. Some of the other outreach activities that we've done through all of the grant from the beginning till now is, as I mentioned before, we did actually reach out to elementary schools. We did have a book which was called Nurses, and we read it in Lowell and Lawrence Elementary Schools. We do continue to attend career fairs and then, of course, the open houses and information sessions. This is just a picture of some of the outreach students, and we did reach out to 1,415 kindergarten, first and second graders in the Lowell and Lawrence communities, and they actually, in their classrooms, we were able to do the book read about nurses. And they pre-survey questions were, what did they think nurses do? And as you can see, they said things like help people, give people medicine, help doctors, give surgeries, give you an ice pack, yes, and put on Band-Aids. But then after the book, which the book really went into all different types of things that nurses do, they did say things like go to nursing school, work in the Army, use a stethoscope, help old people to be healthy, and want you to be happy. In our clubs, just a quick snapshot of the clubs. In the Young Nurse of the Future clubs, we talk about who's who in healthcare. So we don't just talk about nurses. We've expanded it to let them know about all the opportunities to be a health provider. So we talk about different health professions. We do talk about what nurses do. We give them a lot of hands-on activities. We learned in the first cohort of activities that they don't want to just sit there and hear information. Everything is hands-on. They learn how to take pulses. They work with stethoscopes. They jump rope and then check their pulse after jumping rope. They do bandaging and some first aid. We do body mapping where they draw their body, and then every time we meet, they'll do a different system and put that on the body map. And the best part is we've increased coming up to the university. So we have a February field trip for middle school, and we have an April field trip for the high school, and they come to our simulation lab, and they have a full day, and they work with sterile technique or simulation mannequins. And the two times that we did it last year was very successful. In the future, Nurse of the Future Club, which is high school, it's similar, but it's at a higher level. So we do, again, talk about who's in healthcare and the different health providers. They really get more into doing blood pressure and temperature and pulse, and now they're doing physical assessment where they're listening to what lung sounds sound like, and we do a whole neurological testing with the reflex hammer and know how to do mini mental status exams, and they really love it. And we've incorporated math because we know we really want to increase their skills with math, so they do a lot of metric conversions, collecting how to do, you know, intake and output on a patient, how to pour medications, how to calculate medications, simulation. And then we also have a wonderful, which was a HRSA grant for an equipment grant that we were funded midway through this, a mobile simulation lab that is absolutely awesome, and I have a picture of it. And this is it, actually. And we go out, every club, there is a visit with the sim lab. So one time in the club, we go out, and on the sim lab, this woman right here, I can't do an arrow if I can. I can't. Well, she's here. That's Noelle. She's a birthing mannequin, and her little baby is also on it, and she can speak Spanish as well, which is really cool. And then these other pictures are just showing you some of the club activities. So post-workshop surveys have increased the percentage of students in middle school who would consider nursing to 44% from the earlier statistics, and high school at 33%. 47% would recommend nursing as a career to others, and in the high school 47, and 33 in the middle school learned new information about what nurses do, whereas 57% have stated that they've learned more. And this is the final slide to just show you that when we started to now, the amount of applications to the program from both Lowell and Lawrence have increased. One of our challenges that you might notice is our Lowell partners, they're better and doing well with their SATs and their ACTs, which are allowing them to have a higher percentage of admission into the programs. And we had a great boost in 2011 from our Lawrence. I am a Lawrence resident. I graduated from Lawrence High, so that's my passion, and I'm so happy to see that more and more of our students from Lawrence are having acceptance. We did have a drop in 12 and 13, but actually quite a few of our students do go to other nursing schools, so the whole point is that they don't just have to come to UMass Lowell. Our goal is for them to consider nursing as a career, and many of them do go to other nursing schools and choose other schools, and which we're proud of. So that's really it, and we'll talk about questions later. Thank you. This is just showing you our city of Lowell.